So here we are looking at the class website for Introduction to Investments for Spring 2024. And in this quick presentation, we're going to discuss the study guides for each chapter of the class, but we're also going to show you how to use Google Docs. It's actually pretty easy, but there's a couple of little steps where you can get tripped up. So let's scroll down, and in a few weeks, this is going to disappear. But right now, we're trying to get you to understand that all the documents, virtually all of them, will be using Google Docs. And you might use Microsoft Office, and Microsoft Word, but I use Google Docs, and I think it's a whole lot easier and very cool. They give you 15 or 16 gigabytes of storage for free, but you need a Google account. And if you have a Google email address, then you have a Google account. So you are not going to be able to edit the files on the class website because they are protected so that only I can do that. So you need to use File Download As, if you want to use Worst or OpenOffice or LibreOffice, or File Make a Copy if you want to use Google Docs. As we'll see, don't ask for edit rights, please, because I'm the only one who has those. You make your own copy and edit the copy. And it says, see the Chapter 1 Study Guide presentation for how to use, and that's what we're going to do right now. Okay, you might have a couple of hiccups when you first try to use Google Docs. You might not be connected to the internet, and sometimes you have to reboot your machine, but it usually, once it starts working, I usually very rarely have any problems. Okay, so now let's keep scrolling down to, and again, much of that top stuff is going to disappear after about two, three weeks. So here we are at the study guide. So here, this is what you're looking at right now, the video, and listen to the audio. So if I click on the study guide, I am now logged in a different account. So notice it says request edit access. And notice that I can't do it. If you try to type, nothing happens. It's view only. So don't do this, because if you do, I'm going to get an email saying she wants to be able to edit the document. No. What you're going to do is you're going to do File, Download as a Word document, or open Office, LibreOffice, or maybe you want, I wouldn't use PDF, but you probably want to use Word. Or cooler than that is to make a copy. Now, it asks you for a name, and of course it has this incredibly demonstrative name, copy of, and so that's what we'll use. And it's going to put it in your drive, your folder. Now, it won't say your drive, it'll say my drive, but it's not my drive, it's your drive. You understand. So anyway, make a copy, and now watch what happens to Google Docs. Your menu becomes much fuller, and you get all the editing googly things here that allow you to now goof with your document. And this is the really cool thing about Google Docs, and I think Microsoft has implemented it, but Google did it first, is you're able to share your documents with people, and you can, you know, have full control over them, or you can give somebody else full control or comment control, or just the ability to read them. So now let's make this a little bit bigger, see if we can see it a little better. So this document, now I can edit it. I can now edit it because it's on my drive. You know, it'll be on your drive, but it's on my drive. So now I can edit it, and you'll get a little weird thing up here that is where the document it lives in the Google's cloud. So that's how. So now I can goof with it, and also notice that you can download as a PDF, and that's what I'm going to ask you to do when you turn in your assignments. Don't turn in a Microsoft Word document or a Apple Pages. Create a PDF file, please, because they're very cool. And if you use that, Canvas allows me to do some editing and annotating of your submission. So that's very cool. So that's another document called How to Submit Documents. Another commentary. You'll see it. But so Now let's talk about the study guides. The study guide, every chapter has a study guide. And so, you know, at the university level, they're not going to create this for you. Maybe they will. It depends on the professor. But here at the community college level, we want to prime the pump. We want you to get excited about learning. And one of the things about excited about learning is creating study guides, flashcards. Some people use these highlighters. I don't think they're very useful, but some people like them. I like flashcards because you get a bunch of little 3x5 cards, and you put the concept or whatever it is on the one side, and then put the definition on the other side, and you can quiz yourself. But in the study guide, dear students, all these terms, all these concepts, these are all fair game, okay? People say, what's going to be on the exam? I said, did you look at the study guide? Now, every once in a while, you'll see something that it'll say, well, don't worry about this. Like, for example, the future value calculations, you don't have to worry about them on exam number one. There's a commentary and an answer key that you might want to look at in chapter one. We will come back to this time value of money, future value, in detail when we get to chapter four. So there's no calculations of that. Although there are calculations in chapter one that you can look at and play with. At least look at the answer key. You don't have to learn how to use them. And some of you probably, if you've taken Business 121, Principles of Money Management, you already know how to do these. But everything else, see, everything else. Oh, here's another one. Average returns versus geometric average returns. Geometric average returns are rarely used. We're going to ignore them. So we're just going to use average annual returns. So, but unless it says something like that, you know, they ignore this. All these terms are fair game. So you have a lot to study. Now, the good part, as we've said, if you listen to the syllabus, is that it's not that hard. You know, this stuff, maybe the words are a little funny sometimes, but you have to get used to them. But the concepts, the intellectual concepts are really not that hard. Once you've familiarized yourself with them, studied them, and the like, go through the presentations, listen to them, watch them, read the book, it's free, you'll find that investing is pretty simple. But it ain't easy, right? And the ain't easy part, right, emotions, fear and greed. Greed usually wins, but sometimes fear is in control. So you got it? Study the study guides. And we leave a line free for you to write, handwrite or type or whatever in there for you to learn. Because we want you to be awesome. We want you to be rich, and there's a future for you in the industry, folks. Any questions? You know how to ask. Study hard, bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College. We want you to be awesome. See ya.